We need a casting director who really knows character actors really, really well. And Christine Cheeks, who had actually cast the original Boogie Nights, she was the casting director from beginning to end, except for his regulars who he brought to the table. I said to Christine, I'm concerned about doing this with actors who aren't experienced. These are difficult parts to do. She said, we're not going to have any problem because remember, actors are just like you. They're only looking for interesting work. They just want interesting work to do the way you want interesting work to do. So if you give them something interesting that demands something from them, they want to do it. And I said, are we going to have problems because of the material, the nudity, the foreignness of the setting, and also the psychology of the movie, which basically says, hey folks, pornographers are no different than you and me. They're just there making a living and feeding their families and paying their mortgages. That's not what you're usually supposed to say, but you're supposed to say they're degraded, horrible people, drug addicts. And the ones I met weren't, so I said, we're going to do these people as what they are in real life. They're people who are just making a living, and we may think ill of pornography, but whatever we think of it, people are consuming it, and there are people who are making a living because of that. And the actors, when she said Don McManus, I knew his work really well. I didn't know how well I knew it, actually. But I'd seen him in lots of TV, and made him, I don't know, 20 movies. And I had seen his work, and I said, now that's a really fine actor. Do you think he'll do this? She said, I think he will, and you should meet him. We sat down to talk, and of course it turned out, just the way life is, that he had done the second or third episode of Law and Order that I wrote, and I knew where I knew him from. They suddenly remembered, oh my God, it was 20 years ago. I know exactly who Don is. I remember him really well. And he is probably one of the 10 or 15 best. I mean, if he had a slightly different look, he'd be a leading man, but he's probably one of the 10 or 15 best character actors in the entire industry. And I called a producer I know very well, and I said, Don's got to carry this picture on his back. He's in almost every scene. And this producer said, you've seen his work and you know he can do it. This guy's brilliant. There's an actor in town more brilliant when it comes to that kind of character. He can do this in his sleep and he'll give you everything he's got. And so it was just luck that Don was A, available and was up for the challenge of the material and also up for some fairly brutal long shooting days. It's a miracle I didn't kill him. He was so tired because I was working on these long, brutal days, and he's on his feet almost the entire time.